Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That is right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, checking in right here live from the Hype 87.3 in ATL. And as I told you guys just a few minutes ago, I do have a special guest checking in tonight that goes by the name of Kim Beezy the Rascal. How you doing, family?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Listen, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. I know you busy. You got a lot going on. So thank you for taking some time with us.
No problem. Anytime.
Absolutely. So go ahead and, you know, we got our listeners tapped in. You know, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're checking in from.
My name is Cameron. Cam is like, I don't know why, Cam Beezy the Rascal. I'm from Lancaster, California. I've been doing shows from SoCal. So I've been popping.
Dope.
Since, like, little.
I love it. That is dope. So you originally from Cali?
Yeah.
Okay, born and raised. Take us back. You know, what was it like, you know, growing up out there? I know you're still young, but what was it like growing up out there?
I mean, it's kind of boring. It's not much to, what's it called? Like, do out here.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of music out here. It's like music surrounding the area kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of music and, talent out here.
Definitely. You know, historically over the decades, Cali has produced superstars and is still producing superstars. And you're definitely one of those that are on the rise, you know, making your way to the top. So before you started doing music, was there anything else that you were ever interested in doing? Did you play sports or anything like that?
I mean, I do a lot of like sports and like I just like started doing conditioning, football, like kids. It's a lot of stuff that we got into like when we were little.
Yeah, definitely. Have you been a fan of football since forever?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a sport that definitely will keep you conditioned. I know you said you're, you know, conditioning for it now. Like, that's a tough sport. Like, you know, how often do you have to train?
Right now, it's just every Sunday.
Okay. That's a lot. So is it easy to balance, you know, with, you know, school and, you know, sports and music? Has it been easy to balance that over your, you know, last few years?
I mean, it's not hard because I like being balanced. I don't like just not doing anything. So
yeah.
If I'm not working, then I'm probably asleep. But I like working.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of, you know, like, people playing sports coming up because it really, like you said, it conditions you, it teaches you how to be a team player, keeps you in shape. Yeah. You know, there's so many different things with that. When did music start becoming an interest for you? How long has that been?
I mean, it goes from like 9 to like, since I was a kid, always dancing at my mama's house. Probably just, I don't know, I just always loved music.
Yeah.
It's been a part of my life
definitely.
Like forever.
Is West Coast music one of the genres, you know, not really genres, but is that one of the regions of music that you like since you're from Cali, or do you kind of like music from everywhere?
I like music from everywhere. Yeah. And like, I touch like with New York too.
Okay.
I love to say music.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Well, listen, you've been doing music, you know, like you said, you've loved it your entire life, but now you're really like transitioning into taking it on a really serious level, right?
Yeah. Right.
What was that turning point? What made you decide that you wanted to start really taking it seriously, like as a business and developing yourself as a superstar artist?
Meeting different like serious people and like them telling me like I really got it. Like Josh C, he told me like he was shocked. And like Leon Young, but a millionaire, a scout like for talent. So he's like, that just put us on the map really for LA, like LA Neck Records.
Yeah.
So meeting some friend, like doing a show or like performing for him, and it's like, it's kind of crazy. So I just took it serious and I'm looking to what I can do.
Yeah, definitely. He and I had a long conversation the other night and we were talking about you. He was telling me like how polished you are and how he was so impressed with you being young, that you're so well put together. So I was like, I was excited because honestly, like I've been a radio personality interviewing for like 13 years now. And I always love, you know, working with people who, you know, are younger that are really like put together. It's impressive to me. How old are you, if you don't mind sharing?
Just turned 14 on January 23rd.
Look at you. I know that's right. 14 and out here doing it. Like, you need to pop your ish. That is so impressive. Well, definitely happy birthday. It was just last month. So what did you do for your birthday?
I just had a little get together at the house.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing wrong with that. Low key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is dope, man. So how long have you actually been recording music?
Since 9. My first song was at 9. Wow. With my little sister.
At 9 years old. That is dope. How did your family and your mom and everybody feel about you recording music? Were they on board with it?
They was hyped.
I love it.
They it's just an outlet.
Yeah.
For like me.
Yes.
They just love myself, kind of. And I made the radio, and then that's the song that put me on Beyond Youngblood, and it just been up since then. I love it.
That is dope. Is your sister still doing music?
They moved to Georgia, but they still have the love and talent for it.
Got it. Absolutely.
They love it.
So the area that you live in right now, what is the music scene like for, you know, independent artists that are on the rise? Is there like events that take place? You know, is there stuff that you can do right there in your city as an artist?
Some say it's hard. It could be hard if you don't have like a team, like a support team.
Yes.
But those who do have a support team and they like love it and have a heart for it, then it could be not so stressful and hard.
Yes, absolutely. You have to have a team of people to help you because it can become overwhelming when you're trying to do everything yourself. So is your mom like stepping in as the manager role?
It's more so my dad.
Okay.
That's like CEO. But my mom still, she loves it. She supports it.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're her baby boy. That is dope. So your dad is like the CEO. Like, do you have an independent label that you guys created?
Yes, we have our nonprofit YNF Young and Fly. And then we have our label, ACM Rascal Music Group. So LLC, but it's still a label. We just recently touched base with someone new. And we're looking forward to that.
That is dope. Congratulations on that. That's big. What made you guys decide that you wanted to start your own label?
Just kids, the struggles, loving music.
Yeah.
Just like kids can use it as an outlet. Like love, if they love music or if they have struggles, they can use music as an outlet and just use it as they like. If they love it, then it's easy like to use some other outlet, I guess.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm a big fan of independent labels because you can sign yourself, and that way you still have that creative control over your music. You can release music when you want. You can record music when you want. And I think that's what a lot of artists want, is they want to keep that creative control of their own music.
Yeah.
When it comes to you writing your songs, do you write all of them yourself, or does your dad or anybody ever, you know, help you out with that?
I write, and my dad will, like, step in. Like, it's more of, like, a collaboration thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to write the hooks, I'll write the verses. Or sometimes, like, the few songs, I'll write the verses and the hook. And then it's just like that.
I love it.
It's important.
That is dope. Yeah. Where does your ideas for the songs come from? Is it just stuff that's, you know, everyday life, you know, things that you go through?
It's all, like, how I'm feeling. It's like it could come from like past. It could come from what other people's like stories, I guess.
Yeah. And,
yeah. It just comes from like whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could come like the words just be on a beat already.
There you go. Sounds like it comes real natural for you. You put the beat on and you start hearing it in your head already, right?
Right, right.
How many songs have you released on the digital platforms?
Probably like 20 or 30.
Oh, wow. So wow. You put a lot of music out. You've been working.
Kind of, yeah. I've been trying.
No, you're not trying. You're doing it. You definitely doing
right,
it.
Right.
You doing it. That is a lot. So out of all the songs that you have already put out there on the digital platforms, which one is your favorite?
My personal favorite, probably Benji's and 50s.
Okay, which we have, and we're going to listen to, and it's in rotation here at the radio station too.
Right.
Definitely. So let's talk about the record. We're going to listen to it a little bit later in the conversation, but let's talk about the record since you brought it up. Where did the motivation for this song come from? Because I love the title, Benji's and 50s. You know what I'm saying? We all want them Benji's, huh?
Money moves. Just big money moves. The models make money, not excuses. So it's just all about money moves. We love money, but also don't have not control by money, you know? Make money, don't make the money make you.
Yeah.
So it's just money moves, big money moves.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. It's like, you know, with the music, obviously, it's a passion for you. You love creating the music, but
right.
You want to make the money too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Outside of music, I know that, you know, you're 14, you're still young, but is there other things on your mind, other business ventures that you've thought about that you might want to do later on?
Probably acting. I've been in acting for a while.
I like that.
Yeah.
You got the look.
Right, yeah. That's what everybody said. And then modeling. So I've been doing, like, entertainment business, like, a whole since probably 9 or younger.
You a superstar. Look at you. Definitely. Which one came first, the modeling, the acting, or the music? Or is it all around the same time it all started?
Probably modeling. I was doing modeling before.
Okay.
And then music. But I was just in and out the studio listening to my dad. That's how music just came.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I happened.
So on the modeling, let's take it back when you first started up until now. What are some of the things that you've done with your modeling career?
I did a modeling walk for the mall. I did some for a mini mall and stuff out here. I've auditioned for a couple movies. I did a lot.
That is dope. Now, do you have a particular style that you prefer to stick to when it comes to modeling? Do you like, you know, more of an urban look, or do you want that sophisticated look, or you do it all?
I could pull off different looks, but most like urban fashion.
Yeah, that is dope. I love it. And I love your hair too. I was like, okay, well, I see the hair. That is dope. Now, you haven't cut it, right?
No.
Good.
No.
Keep it growing. I love it. Definitely. And then on the acting side, you know, talk to us a little bit about that. I know you said you've definitely done some auditions and stuff. You know, have you appeared in any like commercials or any films as of yet?
Just audition.
Yeah.
I was just in this acting class.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. But I mostly audition.
Yeah. That's where it all starts at, you know, doing them auditions, because you'll meet people that could potentially put you in that position to land those parts. Even if you start out, you know, doing a small role or being an extra, just being on set is going to allow you to meet some valuable people who can put you in a bigger position.
Right.
Definitely. So if you were offered a big movie role, that's something you think that you would be ready and prepared for at this point?
Of course. Yeah.
I love it. Taking acting classes.
Yeah.
How is that going for you, taking the acting classes? Because I, you know, one thing I really admire actors, actresses, because remembering all them lines, that's a lot to remember. You know, taking them acting classes, is it helping with that?
Yeah, it is. Like, more so, like, facial expressions and, like, pronunciating words more. Yeah, it just helps with, like, different variations of things, not just acting.
Yeah.
Like, different day-to-day.
Right, right. Because when you, whatever character you're playing, you have to get in full character mode. So it probably helps you, you know, to teach you how to get in that full character mode. So you transition into that person when you're on set.
Right.
So we're going to see you on the big screen soon. Coming soon. Cam Beasley the Rascal. Now, are you going to go by a different name as an actor?
No. No. I plan on keeping
it the same. I like that. It's branding.
Right. Right.
So people will be able to find you like on your IMDb page for your acting and, of course, on all the digital platforms, everything under Cam Beasley the Rascal. Tell us about the name. I love it, by the way. Who came up with the name?
My dad.
Okay. Shout out to your pops. He's a music artist as well?
Yes, he is. Okay. He has been.
Dope. Is he still doing music?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Is he still doing music?
Yeah. He did with it. Still, that was mostly listen, like focuses about me, but he still gets in the studio.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things when you're a music artist, it never leaves you. No matter, you know, what age you are, it's one of those passions that never leaves you, and you always are going to want to create because it's like an outlet. It's almost like a mental therapy getting in the studio and creating music.
Right. Yeah. That's like I said, people use it as an outlet.
Yes.
Like, that is therapy, kind of.
Definitely is. 100%. Does writing help you? Like, is that kind of like an outlet and a mental therapy when you actually sit down and write your music?
Yeah, because, like, it could be some alone time and, like, it's just out from social adversity.
Yeah, we all need that alone time, that's for sure, especially in today's world. There's a lot of craziness that goes on out there, so we have to cherish that alone time, right?
Right.
Have you and your dad recorded a song together yet?
Yeah, we have. We made Thump in the Trunk.
Okay, so you guys co-wrote that together?
Yeah, we did.
That is dope. That is dope. Did you ever think when you were younger that you and your dad would be making music together?
No, not really.
Yeah. It's all happening, though. It's all happening. Shout out to your pops and your mom for definitely being super supportive. How many siblings do you have? I know you said you have a sister. Any other siblings?
Probably like 5, 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot.
From your dad's side?
It kind of goes from like both sides.
Okay, that is dope. Are any of your other siblings besides your sister, who was, you said you did a song with, are any of them involved in music at all?
Yeah, my two sisters.
Okay.
Brooke is ACM Rascals.
That is dope. That's dope. And you said your sister lives out here in Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. That is dope. I want to check her out for sure. I'm in the Atlanta area. Is she close to the Atlanta area?
She's in Douglasville.
Oh, yeah, Douglas. Okay, yeah. I know where that's at. That's about maybe 45 minutes from where I'm at, so not too far. Well, definitely, I'll have to check her out. Now, are you at all working on an album or an EP, or are you strictly focusing on putting singles out at this time?
Just strictly putting out, like, singles. I'm focusing on my mixtape. Yeah, just focusing on my mixtape for the summer.
Okay.
Do like new rock, global, like my two songs, Bridges and 50s, and then Goofy.
Dope. Did you meet new rock global Jossy when he was in California?
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah, we met him. Yeah, at the Super Bowl exclusive event.
Oh yeah, he was out there with Too Hot Radio, I think.
Yeah.
That's dope. That is dope. And he's since then has kind of like taken you under his wing a little bit and getting you, you know, in different positions with interviews and stuff like that.
He's marketing. Yeah. Or what's it called? Yeah, he's just marketing for me.
Yeah. Definitely, which is one of the most important things, you know, to get your music out there is that marketing and the promotion and thing, doing stuff like this right here so the world can hear what you have going on. Is there a music video for the record yet?
Not yet, but soon.
Okay. Are you planning
but
on...
There is on...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But there is one for Thumping and Trunk along with my dad.
There is. Okay, what is the YouTube channel that it's listed under?
Cambridge, The Rascal.
I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to put it in right now so I don't forget to check that out. And then you said that there's going to be one on the way for the new record. Are you guys filming that in Cali?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, dope. Any anticipated time frame of when you guys will be filming it?
Like April, May.
Okay. Yeah. So coming soon. That content is important, right?
Right.
Definitely.
There's a lot of time.
Have you been doing different performances and stuff like that at you know, showcases or, you know, maybe some, you know, local area events?
Yeah, I've been performing like my whole life or since I've been doing music.
Yeah.
Like my first show, like competition, like every competition I've been in, I've won. I felt like political campaigns like 52 times across SoCal. Like for school tours, like I've been performing for like nonprofits and like workshops.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. That so I've been doing a lot.
It sounds like it. Definitely acting, modeling, performing in the studio. How is that? Right. Is it easy to keep up with your grades though at school? And now you said you're conditioning for football. You're able to balance all that. No problem.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're young, you got a lot of energy, right?
Right.
Yep. Definitely. That is really, really dope. Out of all the things that you do, because you do a lot, which one do you enjoy the most, or is it kind of equal?
It's like most likely equal.
Yeah
I like just like activity, so whatever I could do within that's fine. It's enjoyable.
Yeah. That is dope. I love that you're involved in so many different things. And, you know, shout out to your parents who, you know, I'm sure played a role in that, getting you involved in a lot of stuff. That's really important.
Right.
Is there other genres of music that you're ever interested in doing or maybe collabing with?
Yeah, like pop.
Okay. Do you have any pop artists that you listen to currently?
Sway Lee.
Definitely.
And slightly like Drake. Yeah, Drake's a big one.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I love those two that you just named have a somewhat similar vibe about them, and that's what makes them so dope is because they kind of have that melodic sound, but they can switch it up when they want to as well.
Right.
Would that be a dream collab for you, one of those guys?
Right, yeah, I feel a song with Drake.
I know, that's right. Yeah. Give him a run for his money. Like, he is not going to outdo me on this record.
Right.
That is dope. So what else you got coming up? I know you got, you know, so many things in the works. Is there anything, I know a mixtape you said that's coming up this summer?
Right, yeah. I'm working on a mixtape this summer for the summer.
Okay. Do you have a title for it yet?
Just go up. Yeah, so far that's the next.
Okay, dope. Do you know about how many songs you're going to put on there?
Looking to put 14 on there.
Okay, so a good amount. You've got a lot out there on the platforms. What was the very first song that you released on the digital platforms? Was it when you were 9 or was it more recently?
I was 9 and the song was called Ridiculous. So.
And it's out on like Spotify and Apple Music right now?
Yeah, it got like 250,000 streams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How does that make you feel that many people listen to your record?
Accomplished.
Yeah.
And grateful.
Yeah.
It's grateful.
I love it. That is so dope. What is your goal, you know, with music? Where do you see yourself going? If we could fast forward, you know, maybe to your adult years, where would you see yourself at with your music career?
I'm just trying to expand my music within like different industries, like games and like movies.
Yeah.
So just making my like name world, my name like expanded through the world.
Definitely.
Like I'm being streamed in 7 different countries, so it's just, I know it's just big.
That is huge. That is huge. There's people on the other side of the world that you may never meet that are listening to your music. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That is so dope. Yeah. So you also want to get into what's called sync licensing, where you get your music inside of movies and commercials and stuff. That is dope. That is dope. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a website called taxi.com. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Check
what is it again?
It's taxi, like a taxi cab, taxi.com. They are one of the biggest sync licensing sites out there that help get your music in movies and commercials. So, you know, maybe you and your pops can take a look at that.
Okay, I'm going to tell Jossie.
Yeah, or Jossie. Yeah, most definitely. He might be familiar with it, but that's definitely one of the go-to sites to help you out. To get your music, you know, in those films, because that's key right there. That's major residual income. Every time someone watches that movie, that's another check, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's the goal. Like you said, them Benjis and 50s, right?
Right.
We're trying to get all the money. Who was the producer of the record?
Easy Nelson. Easy Nelson.
Okay, okay. Is that someone local to you or someone you met, like, through social media?
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay, okay, dope. He's in your area.
Right, yeah, he's been right here.
Dope, dope. Well, definitely shout out to your producer. Does he also engineer, like, doing the mixing and mastering on your record?
Some of it. Yeah, some of it.
Dope, because I listened to the record. It sounds quality. Like, whoever did the mix and master on it definitely did a good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. It's a fun record, too. It's a fun record. It's like something that you would hear in the clubs and people can ride out to and turn up to.
Right.
That's the goal. Well, definitely. Well, we're about to get into the record and check it out. We got Cam Beezy, the Rascal, checking in tonight, everybody. Tell them where they can follow you out on your social media so they can keep up with what you have going on.
You can follow my Instagram, Cam Beezy. _therascal, and then my website, cambeezytherascal.com.
Spell it just in case they're not sure of how it's spelled.
K-A-M-B-E-E-Z-Y, the regular, and then rascal.com.
So,
it's the same thing for my.
I love that you got your own website, too. That's your domain. You own that. I love it.
Right.
So important. Listen, at 14 years old, you have accomplished, and this is no shade to the adults, but you've accomplished a lot more than some of these people who are 2-3 times your age. So shout out to you for real.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome. You're welcome. Definitely out here doing it. You know, it makes people like me who's been doing this a long time proud to see some of the younger generation coming up doing things the right way, because there's a lot of them out here who are not.
Right. Thank you.
Absolutely. So we're going to get into the record. Before we do that, I know you have a lot of people that love you, support you. They may hear this tonight or after the fact. Is there anybody you want to say shout out to or thank them for, you know, being a part of your journey?
I want to say shout out to my dad, Mob the Barber, and shout out to my producer, Easy Nelson, and Leon Youngblood.
Yeah. And shout out to yourself, because you're so dope.
Right. Yeah. That's me.
Shout out to you. I love it. Definitely. Is there anything else that you have coming up? Anything in the works? You know, merch maybe that we didn't talk about that you want to make sure people are in tune with?
I got a candy coming out, Rascal's Candy. And like music workshop. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah.
That is
and then
dope.
A lot of
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
There's a lot of content coming out.
Okay. A lot of new content. So people just need to follow you on your social media and definitely go to your website too, because the website is probably where they can find your music, you know, your up-to-date videos, everything. That's your domain.
Yeah.
So
everything
I... You said you have a candy coming soon too?
Yeah, Rascal's Candy.
Tell us about it. What kind of candy is it?
lemonade flavor. My dad is helping me develop it, so it's a lot of like gummy bear,
mm-hmm.
like the gummy part. Yeah,
can't go wrong with that. Everybody loves gummies.
Right.
Definitely. Well, that is dope. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. I appreciate it. You have a lot going on, so it's exciting to hear about your journey. But we are about to get into this record that's highly anticipated, video coming soon, so you guys can stay tuned for that. Go ahead and introduce it for us.
Bendies and 50s. Can't be.
Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for it. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, the Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
You're listening to CamBeezyTheRascal.com.
Take girl, take a flick, cause it'll last longer. If I was blind, I would still had a pass on it. I'd be all gas, no brakes for that big old bag. You face low waist with a big old head. Get out the way. I need Benjis and 50s. I need Benjis and 50s, a Porsche and a Bentley. I need drip from Da Vinci. If she broke, she don't tempt me. Ay. Take a flow, but you make it sound bad. That's tragic. Went to the stoop, cooked it up, call it match. It's getting to the point where I'm really just spaz. I don't even gotta rap, it's just literally smack it. Turn it up, cause it's low key thumping. Bass made the ground shake, yeah, slow key thunder. She done been with 10 dudes, but the whole city wanna. Shorty cool, but she only get a text now. Number, ooh, ooh. That's word. You ain't getting no money messing with her. I'm from the bottom, but now I'm right here. California stay hot, but my neck stay burned. Ooh, that's word. You ain't getting no money messing with her. I'm from the bottom, but now I'm right here. California stay hot, but my neck stay burned. Take girl, take a flick, cause it'll last longer. If I was blind, I would still had a pass on her. I be all gas, no brakes for that big old bag. You face low waist with a big old head. Get out the way. I need Benjis and 50s. I need Benjis and 50s, a Porsche and a Bentley. I need drip from Da Vinci. If she broke, she don't tempt me. I sign texts and not worry about you. I can have that in a week, but if I get it, it's plus two. And don't forget that I'm eating good for lunch too. I don't hand out ones, but if he play, he can't get one too. I don't fight over girls, you can have her. Let a girl choose, but to me it don't matter. Blowing all these kisses, thank you, I ain't flattered. But no, I've been the same dude and I'm still 10 toes. I'm on my cheese, but I'm still not chose. I'm getting to the bag, you know the wrist they froze. She wanna take a pic to a girl, strike a pose. Like Louis, Gucci, Fendi, and Cologne. I'm fresh when I hop out two-tone. Y'all really living goofy, I could never condone. I hit it up like I'm steady cooking tacos. Not mine, but she tryna hold my mono, so I chose. Take girl, take a flick, cause it'll last longer. If I was blind, I would still had a pass on her. I be all gas, no brakes for that big old bag. You face low waist with a big old head. Get out the way. I need Benjis and 50s. I need Benjis and 50s, a Porsche and a Bentley. I need drip from Da Vinci. If she broke, she don't tempt me.
Once again, that is Cam Beezy the Rascal. Make sure you guys follow him on all social platforms. Go check out his YouTube channel. Check out his website. He's out here doing a lot of things. Again, it's your girl, Tampa Mystic. We about to get up out of here, though. Y'all stay tuned. We do got some new music on the way. Let's go.